Yes, sir. It's official. Episode 3, THC Podcast. Your boy P Flair, Turntopia, Jace Media, I'm NPR Sour Cookies, Team Osa, in the building, the Four Horsemen. You know how it is. Talk to me, man. What's good?
So, what's official? Lost pass. What was everybody thinking about that?
Prices going up.
Prices are going to go up.
Honestly.
I talk about the dispensary prices.
The prices, I feel, they're really not going to go pretty far off of what you're getting it off of your guy from. Okay, but the difference is now, remember, we're in Massachusetts. Taxachusetts is a real thing. And you're going to be paying your boys' prices, but you're going to be getting taxed, guys.
True fact.
That's what it's going to come down to. You know?
When you say prices go up, what you mean?
It's dispensary. If I was told correctly by somebody that went in there, I haven't went there personally, so I cannot say, but I'm just going for what I was told.
Yeah.
I says already between 55 and 68.
Really?
Damn.
So you already
15 grams.
Even before that, it was 50 and 80 in dispensaries. And if you had your medical card, it was 45.
Yeah, I remember people saying they were paying 35, like older gentlemen, they were paying 35.
They must have been getting the medical discount and senior citizen discount to get it down like that. When I went to NETA, I paid 58.
Okay.
Yep. And it wasn't until the second time they told me, you're a veteran, we'll take $5 off. I'm like, okay. I was paying 45. You know, so. It's only right they're gonna go up. Like California did. And they have no shortage of not getting rid of this shit.
What is gonna happen in the black market now with that law? It has to affect the black market some type of way.
I mean, if you think about it though, it's really not. I mean, unless you're in deep in the black market, maybe. But I mean, people keep supplying what they're supplying. People are gonna keep coming back. You know, you're not gonna lose people just because of a rec shop. They're gonna gain volume. They're gonna gain a following. But as for the black market,
it's gonna go up. Yeah. Not go up drastically. Yeah.
Everybody's
gonna go up.
Packs a little more.
I mean, you're still gonna have your $25 Reggie's and mids.
Of course.
Hit me up for that fire, the Reggie Millers.
I got some pure fire, guys.
Shout out to the Reggie Millers and the Reggie Bushes out there.
But I mean,
HMU, bro.
Either
got
way,
that fire.
Hey, you got an ace for 25. It's still gonna be. It's still gonna go, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's just go. I'm just tired of people saying, yo, I got some fire for $25 in it. You know what? Let's be real, man. There's no fire out there for $25.
I know someone who has a catalog, who has a menu.
Yeah.
And it's in that menu, he told you straight up. Mids.
No.
No, it starts Reggie's, 25. Mids, 30. Average, 35.
Wow.
High grade, 45.
Oh, okay.
Let's just
talk. He has it all. He was like, listen, I want this gram in it. You want Reggie's? I got it for you. I got the 25 range. I'm gonna tell you straight up, I got the 25 for the Reggie's.
So I mean we got a little menu here. We're not gonna say where.
You got it right there?
I mean, they all got one. But I mean, you gotta look at it here. I mean, a gram, 15. You got 70. So you got your quarters for 100. And you got your ounces for 350. I mean,
this is when.
This is current.
This is current.
And I mean,
this is as of yesterday.
It's funny because they were selling their ounces at 350 in 2016. When I got it.
Same price.
It was 350 in 2016. The last time I went there was 2017 January.
But then again,
it was 350.
Does the prices, would they go up? Would you really think they would go up?
Yeah. They'd be crazy not to.
True.
Because you know what, like you said, you're gonna Actually, I'll break it down even further. You're gonna have your people that buys those Reggies and Mints, regardless. Yep. You're gonna have those people that knows what quality is and they're willing to pay for it. And then you're gonna have the people that are gonna go to the dispensary, regardless whether they can find better quality or not. They're still gonna go to the dispensary for the simple fact that it's regulated from the state.
It's a controlled environment. They feel more controlled and involved and not pending the law and this, that, and the other.
Exactly.
And another thing is all that really is important as well.
It is.
Is make sure you're getting the knowledge on it. You know, if you want to get into it for real, if you really want to use it as a legal medicine now, definitely get some knowledge on it. You know, just don't go buying something that someone says, because it could totally be something different. So.
Yep.
Very true.
Just get some knowledge. That's really good.
Hit up your local neighbor who has knowledge of it. Just be like, educate me on indica, sativa, hybrid.
There's plenty of information though online.
Find a local sash.
You said it yourself very clearly, episode one, PR. It's attainable. All the education that you need before you make a purchase or you medicate yourself, it's available online.
Yes, it is.
You know, from process transfer, everything, it's online. You can even buy the materials online to do things,
you can go to YouTube and it'll show you how to do it.
Exactly.
Literally. Shout out, E-Money Savage.
Yeah, E-Money, shout out.
Hit him up.
Check out his YouTube,
people.
Shout out to Team Osa.
Shout out to the Osa crew.
Yep. If you feel like getting into your own grow.
So, now that, Mass is in the green state, so we're in green state now, guys. Eventually, they want to get the whole United States a green state. Mm-hmm. It might not happen, but what do you think that means for the Canadian market? Do you think that'll come over as well? Because we're right there.
Canada.
Canada. You ever smoke weed from
Canada?
How do you
feel about that, eh?
You ever smoke weed from there?
To be honest, I have never met somebody that actually told me, yo, this is straight from Canada. So I cannot say how good we're stuck. I'm not going to say any
likewise,
lies.
In all my years, I've never seen, a plane ticket matching the smoke session, so.
How's the weather over there? It's always cold year-round,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got all different weather.
Yeah, they're New England, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out New England.
Yes. Yeah.
Patriots!
There's so many growers available in every area. Half the time, you don't even know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's that 75-year-old garbage man that you thought only took out the garbage. But yep. those garbage bags really weren't garbage.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about it. I think I was talking with Pierre Cookie a long time ago. It's a lot of people that have been doing it in the East Coast for a long time. Talking about growers.
Yeah. Now, there definitely has been.
Yeah. And now with this law and all this stuff, even on Instagram, when you go on social media, you keep seeing people popping, people that grows at their house, or they have
I ship worldwide.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fake pages too. Don't get me wrong,
but I like about it now, they just be putting. They don't even gotta spell worldwide. Put the little world emoji on. Boo, yo,
yeah.
Ship with the little plane.
Yeah, man.
Yep. No, but you know what? This is a very interesting topic for the people. What do you guys think out there about legalizing it recreational? How does it affect the market in the industry wise, and how does it affect the black market? That is a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we're gonna invite all the people that are listening to go. You can DM the page, you can comment, you can send any questions, suggestions. We're always on it. We're always are open to take feedback and open for criticism.
Don't dry snitch on yourself. Don't dry snitch on yourself.
Definitely, yeah, don't do that. But
don't play yourself on me. Yeah. Yeah, man. Going back to the topic, the growing topic and all that stuff, man. Just when you go on Instagram, for an example, when you go and type cannabis growers, that hashtag, it takes you. Whoever typed that in the world, man, you can see everybody, man. It's beautiful, man. So many people now, is it's just open, it's out there, they don't care. they say you shouldn't be embarrassed to tell your kids that you smoke and opening the topic of all this thing about cannabis and the flower. And
But here's the thing. What it boils down to is the health benefit of it. Would you rather tell your kid, hey, I smoke, or I grow and I smoke a little? Mm-hmm. Or would you rather tell your kid, oh yeah, sorry, I gotta go take my prescription, so I'm taking opiates at the, you know, mm-hmm. at the wazoo. I was in the hospital a couple days ago and I refused a couple opiates. This is what you say, and it's the truth. You smoke cigarettes? No. I smoke weed.
Plenty.
Or here, we're gonna take this. Do I have to take that? Is it recommended? Why don't you want to take it? Because I'm a medical patient. As soon as you say I'm a medical patient, it's a click already in this. It's already clicked in. Being a patient is normal.
I wonder how that is in other states that just started for, like, for example, what state did Florida did for just for medical, mm-hmm. and for like other states that just did it for medical. I wonder how doctors and the like doctors and all that in the ER, they'd be like, oh, you know, let me give you this medicine. No, I don't want that. Oh, so do you smoke? Yeah, smoke marijuana. I wonder how they act now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't here when it became medical over here.
No.
I wasn't here. I was here when it became recreational. I'm just kind of curious, man. It's like a shock to people.
Uh-huh. But the thing is what it's going to boil down to at that point is it's going to be who's biased against it. Who's got their opinions.
There's bias in everything, brother. I just believe that the vast majority
is going to go positive.
If you look by every state, the vast majority, if not all states, approve some type of form of cannabis being used for the public, whether it's medical, recreational, or both.
But now, to drag onto that one, they're even bringing it to the lengths of you cannot buy CBD without a license, is what I've heard. Now, I know a few shops that actually do sell CBD products, mm-hmm. Soaps.
Have you ever consumed CBD products?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A bunch of times. I've,
you?
I've,
you do too?
Yes.
I've seen it around. I know it's easier.
When you don't want to sit there and smoke or do anything, you can take some CBD and just relax. It's not even a high. It's non-psychoactive. So basically, your brain already has a cannabinoid processing system basically to cover your pain receptors, just like an opiate receptor. Mm-hmm. So now what you're doing is you're providing your body with an account of CBD to feed those CBD transponders.
Yeah.
So you're feeding your CBD transponders a natural occurring thing that's already in your brain. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is you're providing your body with a regular dose of CBD. So that way you can balance your body.
Bam.
So now when you have THC,
you like
now
CBD?
It's psychoactive.
What are ways to use CBD, like butter or stuff like that?
Well, I mean, you can probably do it in every single format. I mean, you can do tinctures, vapes, edibles. You can you can get pre-rolled doobies. You can get soaps. You can get balms. You can get drinks. You can get, dude, the sky's the limit. You can give it to your dogs. I highly recommend CBD use for dogs.
Yeah. We forgot to introduce the flower of today's episode. We're smoking what?
We're smoking Platinum Cookies.
Yup.
By D the Green Man. Also 28 boys. Shout outs to the man right there. This
honestly.
So how your lungs feel when you just puff that flower now?
But not even. But so after not smoking for a few days, rolling in a bag with Russian cream, of course. This Animal Cookies is honestly like to help like me breathe. It's actually doing a pretty great job. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking like an inhaler or anything like that, it's definitely really smooth. It's got a ton of flavor.
It's talking about music right now, Drake.
Oh wow, cut that one back in.
Drake. Yeah,
I'm a fan of Drake, so
yeah.
I like Drake. I think he's a great musician.
You're a fan of his Ghost Rider, let's be honest. Now I'm just playing.
I'm aware. I look at him in regards to his artistry. He's a performer.
Yes.
He doesn't claim to be anything more than a performer.
I agree.
Yes.
I've never heard him run his mouth in an artistic manner, although I do find him artistic because there is a translation between Ghost Rider. You know, it's just like an orator. An orator can take another speech from somebody else who has written it and perform it eloquently.
I mean, he's...
You know, that's, you know, the way it's done. You take somebody else's written word, translate it into how you want it to be conveyed, and thus you get the response. Obviously, it's the melodic tone of his voice coupled with the production, so on. So it's a full ambient package, but...
Real quick. Performance. Who took the L? Drake or Pusha T?
Oh, we really doing this?
Come on, man.
Okay. Now, here we go.
He stepped into a hip-hop arena.
Okay.
Drake. So let me go back. Drake or Meek Mill? No, we're not basing on what fan base. We're basing on what they threw shot when they threw shots at each other.
Meek took the L. You think so?
No, Drake took the L.
Drake took the L against Meek too?
Again, it wasn't him. I don't care how it comes down to.
If you didn't put them words together, you're
in the wrong arena.
He had an ill beat though.
Had an ill beat.
He had the best beat.
It was great concept.
He had the best beat.
Again, if you didn't write it, you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it, bottom line. Mm-hmm. You can perform it great, I encore you.
Yeah.
Do this shit again. Yeah. Wheel up.
Yeah.
But, you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it.
Hold up, bro. This guy got to go back.
But Drake is a performer, I would see. I would pay. I would put money to see him in the right arena.
Let me tell you, I haven't smoked in 5 days. For those 5 days, I've listened to his album probably every day.
Damn,
sober. You want to guess who's on that? One of the other tracks?
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
He got a song with Michael Jackson.
He pulled...
Tito Jackson or Michael Jackson?
No, he got a song with Michael Jackson.
Listen, he just released that song that Michael recorded. It was a sample before the song that he recorded, Billie Jean. So it was a song before Billie Jean got released
that he never released. That motherfucker paid for that?
Hold on, he paid some
bucks. It was, that's what I said.
You know how much bread he paid for that, brother?
That sample was.
The license on that is ridiculous.
Yes.
Somebody got paid, not us, but somebody got paid.
What? Drake, that one. To
that listen, one might have, yeah, out, man. That's big. That's a big move.
Okay. Listen, man. Listen, hip hop. Music is music these days, man. I don't even know who's writing for what. Who's really real or not?
But he's gaining some hate right now. He is gaining some hate because supposedly.
Oh, he just took an L for Pusha T.
But here's the thing. He supposedly pulled that same track, same melody from another artist.
Yeah.
He pulled the same vibe.
Oh, he got some heat for that. He got some heat.
He was smart. But you know what?
So this dude.
He'll catch some heat now, but eventually, once everybody start listening to the album, they're gonna be like, "Yo, that shit's catchy."
Same thing with "This Is America."
Yep.
You seen Homeboy, right?
Yep.
And
who's that kid? What his name?
Childish Gambino. He pulled the track from 2016 by an artist, Jace Harley.
That's it.
Sparking a big debate.
Dude,
it is what it is. That's the industry.
But that's part of hip hop too, man. Hip hop, they've been sampling for years, man. For example, P. Diddy. All the hits that P. Diddy did back in the day, most of those hits were samples. You know what I'm talking about?
They were revamps, yeah. There's a lot of really weird stuff that takes place, man, in the business end of things. You know, and it's true to narrative with what that whole Motown stuff was about, you know, like the Dreamgirls situation where they took songs and revamped them and, you know, the five heartbeats and all that, you know.
Like Pop said, it's a dirty game, yo.
It is. It's a dirty game, but it's a business and it's all right. It's just, you know, it's just like America. Everybody's mad at certain people at this point in time, but it's a business structure and they're trying to manipulate the business in a certain way, personal venture gains, and it's the way businesses ran. They took an interpolated, you know, an already existing song and turned it into what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a studio with producers where we've driven around all day doing different things, but one song popped up and it just resonated. It stood in our heads for like the whole day.
The one who made that the hip hop version. Studio, yeah.
Somehow inadvertently, the melody comes out on that same principle, you know, and it's almost an interpolation. But you could see the melody, you could see the chord arrangement and stuff, and it's interesting because, I mean, certain things do stay with you, you know? Sometimes it's by habit, sometimes it's by chance, sometimes it's plagiarism, bottom line. You know, yeah, they saw an opportunity, they saw something that was dope, they took it, they rode with it, you know?
You can't get mad, it's just the way the industry, like you said, the way the industry now, man. Listen, this...
Now, whether or not there was a kickback or something to that effect, a licensing agreement, I don't know. You know, that's
there
has to be determined.
Because if they were smart enough, then I don't know if it's
in the news yet already.
You always take care of the people in the back end. That way.
Shout out to Rick Ross. Sample. Shout out to Rick Ross for no apparent reason. Shout out to him.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, man. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, man. You're smoking shit. You want to wrap it up? Episode 3, THC Podcast. Gonna come back on episode 4 with another interview. Stay tuned. There's gonna be a lot of surprises, and a big one coming. So wait for that announcement.
See you soon.
Stay high. Stay lifted.
As we just be safe out there, man.
So remember, there's no gas for $25. There's no gas, man. Cut it out, man. For real.
Somebody told me once that they found gas for $25. I was like, yeah.
I appreciate the offer. Shout out to the Osa crew.
D the Green Man, you know what I'm saying? The man making things happen. The man moving. Yep. Shout out to the man right there. Shout out to Bipolar the Grower. Man, right there. OG Everyone Smoke, shout out. Superior Flowers, I gotta give him a shout out as well, too.
Yes, sir.
T.A. Notorious T.H.C. Man, let me stop.
Shout out to B.T. Shive.
Shout out to Stone Home New England.
Yes, sir. All the Massachusetts family.
Hold on, whoa. Some more shout
outs? Shout out to Phillies.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Philly Blunts.